Pastor Mgadza, like you rightly pointed out, is still detained in remand prison in Victoria Falls. This was after he had been admitted to bail in order to pay $500 as bail money, and also ordered to report once a week to the nearest police station to his residence, that's Mount the Congo Police Station in Kariba. But we understand that since the granting of bail yesterday, he is still in prison custody. He has not managed to raise the astronomical figure which was determined by the court. But his lawyer, Mr. Tumani Nkala, Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, who is in Victoria Falls, and who secured this bail order, has also indicated that he's looking at ways to seek a review from an upper court.
What is he saying with regards to this crime? Is he denying that he committed a crime?
Mr. Mgadza, according to his lawyer, and through his lawyer, Mr. Tumani Nkala, indicated in court on Monday, he filed an application for refusal of remand. He was arguing that no, his client has not committed an offense. He doesn't deserve to have been arrested because he was exercising his constitutional rights as enshrined in the Constitution, particularly the rights, freedom to demonstrate and freedom to petition, which is now condemned or is now guaranteed in the new Zimbabwean governance charter. He was arguing that Mr. Mugatu was exercising his constitutional rights and rather than what the state is claiming, that he was a criminal nuisance. He is arguing that his client was exercising his constitutional and fundamental rights, which are guaranteed in the Zimbabwean Constitution.